Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. It's Anita. This is Rambles, and I did press start 15 seconds before the scheduled time. I'm tired. I did not have coffee today. I did have like 2.5 cups yesterday because I was having a bit of a me day. I was stressed out about some stuff, and I was like, you know what? I have plans. I'm going to indulge in my plans because I was letting go of a lot of toxic stuff, which I've been putting off the episode about, you know, setting boundaries, and I really need to work on that episode and do it, and I've got to talk to someone about it. But anyway, I was like, I've got a networking event for my soap business and my podcast, and yes, that is a picture of my soap, the red and white rose. So if you want more information, I do have a business email for that, which is ICAGA2004@gmail.com. Again, it is not the regular email listed for the podcast. This one is 2004, not 2005. So, yeah, if you'd like more information, go ahead, email me. Love to, because you guys have been listening to me for 6 years, which is still amazing. And it's also amazing that tomorrow I will be turning 37, and I was thinking about somebody from high school who gave an excuse when I called them out on forgetting my birthday because they were giving someone else a gift and they forgot my birthday the year before. And their excuse was, well, I give for like milestone birthdays. And I was like, yeah, but you forgot my 16th birthday last year. So yeah, I know it sounds petty, but yeah, I'm going to say that because it's true. And that's how I felt. And it's my birthday, so I can feel like that. Well, today is not my birthday. I was born in 83, not 84. So the leap year day, it's a day. And I know someone who's I've known a few people who have leap year birthdays, and I'm not trying to be shady, but it's every 4 years. And some leap year babies celebrate on March 1st. Some leap year babies celebrate on February 28th, I almost said March. I know, very dingy. But if more people remember your birthday, and it does shift everything. Like even on, I was watching the Good Morning America, and there was a thing about what to do on your extra leap year day. I'm debating going to a brewery, because I have tickets for it, and I did put it off because there was some stuff going on. And I'm like, part of me wants to go. But again, like I said earlier, another part of me wants to take a nap. And going back to yesterday, so I had a networking event for a business that I absolutely love, and it was nerve-wracking. Great shrimp and grits. I hadn't had that in a while, so it was, like, lovely. And then I was tired from the food. And also, I did a lot of walking in wedges by the end of the day. I really should have used them. I should have packed my tennis shoes. But there was that. And then I went to CIAA because I'm in Charlotte. And this will be the last year. It's in Charlotte for a while. I don't know if it's going to come back in 3 years because from what I've heard from people, it's leaving for 3 years. And next year, it will be in Baltimore. I'm not sure if I'm going to Baltimore next year. But I did have a great time. I got more shirts because I got some shirts last year. I even got a jersey because the last year's CIAA fell on my birthday. So I did a project. Can't really go into details. Got paid for it. I was like, okay, I want some nachos. Called up one of my friends and, like, I'm going. And I spent part of the day there. Had my nachos, of course, because that's, like, to me, one of the most perfect foods, with ground beef and cheese and crunchy, too. So, yeah, I'm a foodie. So we went there, the part of the convention center. It was great. It wasn't as crowded as I thought. There was one booth that took a while on the shirt because I was also trying to handle some business and going back and forth, and the transit was running 20 minutes late. And the bus I was taking, the woman didn't even go get there. It's like, well, it happens. I'm like, if you're running 20 minutes late just for good business, maybe they should start giving out free passes to at least alleviate the frustration of people, because I was so annoyed, and so was everybody else on the bus. So did that, had a blast, tried some Pepsi because I didn't really feel like drinking, got shirts. No, it was fun. I even got another portable, an AC adapter, because yesterday morning I was running so behind after some stuff that happened on Thursday that I forgot my portable charger, which when running a business, you always need to keep a AC cord to plug your phone in while, and a portable charger and pen and paper. Those four things. Oh, and your networking cards, but then there's always a debate now about whether or not to keep networking cards, but at least have a charger for your phone. I didn't follow my own advice because I was like, oh, my goodness, my phone's, like, down to such and such. And I was like, it's not there. So went by Whole Foods, charged my phone, walked around the Charlotte Convention Center, which I don't walk well in wedges. Did not. My feet. They were like, this is not you. No. But it was so much fun. And went back, took care of some stuff. Then, because it was taking a while on the shirt I was having made there, I ended up going back because I was like, I want my shirt. I'm not sure if I'm going to come back tomorrow, and I'm actually thinking about coming back today, but I don't know. And went back to get my shirt, and I had on flats this time. I forgot my orthopedic insole. Yes, I am in my 30s with an orthopedic who. I'm a 30-year-old woman who likes wearing flats with orthopedic insole. I've been doing it since my 20s. I got a great one when I was like 24, I think. No, I think, well, 24, 25. But anyway, I don't know. I sound like such an old woman. But again, I'm middle-aged. I like my orthopedic insole in my flats. I have no shame in that. I think heels are beautiful. They're wonderful. They hurt. And when they hurt to the point where even when you're wearing, and even wedges, then going back to them, my feet were so sore, those flats didn't really do anything but cause me cramps in my toes. I was like limping. I ended up texting one of my friends about that. I was like, I shouldn't have walked all this length in those wedges. And it was true because I looked at my pedometer. Again, one of those things that comes with middle age, besides gray hairs, which I can deal with my gray hairs, as long as they're on my head, I'm fine with them. I earned them. And it's weird how my hair's becoming darker. And I'm so used to it being various shades of brown. And now it's like beginning to go darker, almost black, with gray in it. So it's this weird thing. But when it's straight, you notice the gray's more in front. And had a day today, more stuff, and there. Found my nails. I bought some. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give myself some peace. Take care of stuff that needs to be taken care of. And that's what I did. So today, I am leaping in peace. Tomorrow, got my plans. Today, took care of some stuff. May not have been much, but it was something. And I got a burger and fries. Like, 30 in the morning. Because some restaurants serve it. A lot of restaurants, that's their official when they start serving lunch. But I went to one place. They had about five or six people still in line for breakfast. And it's like, we'll serve burgers but no fries. It's like, how often do people really eat a burger without fries? It's like, we don't start serving fries until 11. Well, why don't you just say you don't start serving lunch until 11? Because you really think somebody's going to sit around for 30 minutes for some fries. And yeah, I did walk out of that fast food place. Their fries are good, but why would I want your burger without fries? And I was hungry. And I rarely eat meat. So I probably should eat more of it. But again, proteins, one of those necessities. But in this case, I wanted to go there and fry. I get like that sometimes. So, did that. More passing out business cards. And, again, the brewery thing, I ended up rescheduling because of some stuff, because it started at 11, and I didn't get done with the other stuff until a little after 11, and then I had something else coming up, but that fell through, so, and now I'm like, again, that nap is looking really good, and that's something else that comes with aging. You love your naps. Just want to nap in peace. Go to sleep, catch up, feel better, rejuvenate it, and you wonder why kids take them for granted. Because they do. They argue. And maybe it's because everything's new to them. Do not want to take naps sometimes. Unless they are just like beyond tired. And even then, it's almost a fight. I'm not saying physically abuse a child who's not wanting to go to sleep, but it is it's fighting in the mental way of, okay, go to sleep, please go to sleep. No. And it seems like with little kids, they almost get the second wave of energy. No, there's no almost about it. They do. Like, oh my God, this is more energy than usual. No. I want my nap. I'm sorry for yawning, but it is true. And yeah, after this, peaceful. Less drama. And yeah, I end up burning some sage because of the stress. And I got a cute piece of jewelry. But yeah, I burnt some sage around. I was like, I need this part of the piece. And the funny thing is, I burnt the sage before letting that relationship go. Like, I'm serious. Like, I did it that Monday, and then by Friday, stuff happened. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with their drama. You ever have somebody, every time they call, it's always something negative. And I'm like, ugh. I admit, I have moments when I just vent to my friend or heart. But I also share good news. I did episodes about podcast movement, movies I like. And yes, I did see two movies I like this month, Birds of Prey and The Photograph. There was only one thing me and some other fans of urban adult contemporary had issue with. One song. Other things, I loved that movie. Birds of Prey, two things. But I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I hated the movie. No, it was happy. It was good. But this, like, oh my gosh. And they knew they had some stuff. And it's like, if it hadn't have been that, it had just been that one thing, okay, I understand. But everything else was like, you know, I'm out. They got mad, called me narcissistic, and it's like, if I was narcissistic, I wouldn't have been helping you. And it just made it easier to kick them out. So, yeah, that was last week. And this is this week. I did plan on making this episode for yesterday, and I even tweeted about it, but I forgot about it until later. So, like, okay, I'm going to do it today, which is what I'm doing. So thank you guys for your patience. This is the second episode of the month. Got 60 seconds left. Oh, and I did do my early voting because for certain states, they did have early voting in comparison to Super Tuesday, which is where the Democratic primary is actually Tuesday. So if you have not voted and you are in a state that celebrates Super Tuesday, I am not trying to push a candidate because, yeah, I did vote for a human. That's what I have to say about that, because any of my close friends know I don't even want to vote for another human being after everything. I want Venus Flytrap. I want my friend's cat. I want them on the ballot. But as a mature adult, I voted for a human that was on the ballot. Yeah, but again, the most important thing, exercise your rights if you have Super Tuesday. And thank you